Welcome back to A Year of War and Peace, the podcast where we go from War and Peace Zero to War and Peace Hero in 1 year flat. Pretty short chapter here, but I understand that in this short chapter, we are going to be introduced to two new characters who are quite important within the novel. So that's pretty cool. I'm kind of looking forward to this chapter. As usual, I'll start the podcast by reading the chapter that we're up to, and then that will be followed by a discussion of that chapter. If you want to skip straight to the discussion part of the podcast, have a look in the description. There's a timestamp for where the discussion starts. All right, this is Book 1, Chapter 11 of Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace. A silence ensued. The Countess looked at her callers, smiling affably, but not concealing the fact that she would not be distressed if they rose and took their leave. The visitor's daughter was already smoothing down her dress with an inquiring look at her mother, when suddenly from the next room were heard the footsteps of boys and girls running to the door, and the noise of a chair falling over, and a girl of 13, hiding something in the folds of her short muslin frock, darted in and stopped short in the middle of the room. It was evident that she had not intended her flight to bring her so far. Behind her, in the doorway, appeared a student with a crimson coat collar, an officer of the guards, a girl of 15, and a plump, rosy-faced boy in a short jacket. The Count jumped up and, swaying from side to side, spread his arms wide and threw them around the little girl who had run in. "Ah, here she is," he exclaimed, laughing. "My pet, whose name day it is, my dear pet." "Ma chérie, there is a time for everything," said the Countess with feigned severity. "You spoil her, Ilya," she added, turning to her husband. "How do you do, my dear? I wish you many happy returns of your name day," said the visitor. "What a charming girl," she added, addressing the mother. This black-eyed, wide-mouthed girl, not pretty but full of life, with childish bare shoulders which after her run heaved and shook her bodice, with black curls tossed backward, thin bare arms, little legs in lace-frilled drawers, and feet in low slippers, was just at the charming age when a girl is no longer a child, though the child is not yet a woman. Escaping from her father, she ran to hide her flushed face in the lace of her mother's mantilla, not paying the least attention to her severe remark, and began to laugh. She laughed, and in fragmentary sentences, tried to explain about a doll which she produced from the folds of her frock. "Do you see? My doll. Mimi, you see?" was all Natasha managed to utter. To her, everything seemed funny. She leaned against her mother and burst into such a loud, ringing fit of laughter that even the prim visitor could not help joining in. "Now then, go away and take your monstrosity with you," said the mother, pushing away her daughter with pretended sternness. And turning to the visitor, she added, "She is my youngest girl." Natasha, raising her face for a moment from her mother's mantilla, glanced up at her through tears of laughter, and again hid her face. The visitor, compelled to look on at this family scene, thought it necessary to take some part in it. "Tell me, my dear," said she to Natasha, "is Mimi a relation of yours? A daughter, I suppose?" Natasha did not like the visitor's tone of condescension to childish things. She did not reply, but looked at her seriously. Meanwhile, the younger generation, Boris, the officer, Anna Mikhailovna's son, Nicholas, the undergraduate, the Count's eldest son, Sonya, the Count's 15-year-old niece, and little Petya, his youngest boy, had all settled down in the drawing room and were obviously trying to restrain, within the bounds of decorum, the excitement and mirth that shone in all their faces. The footnote here says that Petya is a diminutive of Peter. Evidently, in the back rooms from which they had dashed out so impetuously, the conversation had been more amusing than the drawing-room talk of society scandals, the weather, and Countess Apraxina. Now and then they glanced at one another, hardly able to suppress their laughter. The two young men, the student and the officer, friends from childhood, were of the same age and both handsome fellows, though not alike. Boris was tall and fair, and his calm and handsome face had regular, delicate features. Nicholas was short, with curly hair and an open expression. Dark hairs were already showing on his upper lip, and his whole face expressed impetuosity and enthusiasm. Nicholas blushed when he entered the drawing room. He evidently tried to find something to say but failed. Boris, on the contrary, at once found his footing, and related quietly and humorously how he had known that doll, Mimi, when she was still quite a young lady, before her nose was broken, how she had aged during the 5 years he had known her, and how her head had cracked right across the skull. Having said this, he glanced at Natasha. She turned away from him and glanced at her younger brother, who was screwing up his eyes and shaking with suppressed laughter. And, unable to control herself any longer, she jumped up and rushed from the room as fast as her nimble little feet would carry her. Boris did not laugh. "You were meaning to go out, weren't you, Mama? Do you want the carriage?" he asked his mother with a smile. "Yes, yes, go and tell them to get it ready," she answered, returning his smile. Boris quietly left the room and went in search of Natasha. The plump boy ran after them angrily, as if vexed that their program had been disturbed.
All right, there we have it. That was chapter 11. What a great chapter. I think that might be my new favorite chapter so far. Very short, very sweet, very simple. But I really did enjoy reading that. It's that, that infectious laughter sort of thing. Now, I came up with a brilliant plan earlier today. I had to go to a wedding tonight. I had just enough time to start the podcast earlier, so I thought I'll record the reading part of the podcast, then I'll go to the wedding, and then I'll come back and do the end. But I don't know if you've noticed, but now, after the wedding, my voice is about double the depth that it usually is because I was talking and talking and talking and talking in a loud environment for several hours, and now my voice is absolutely shot. So if you just notice a dramatic change in the sound of my voice, that's what that is. I'll keep this pretty short because that was quite a short chapter, and it was also quite a simple chapter. There's really not a lot to unpack. Now, it's my understanding that the two characters we just met, young Natasha and young Nikolai, are two very important characters in this novel. And it's really testament to Tolstoy's skill how quickly I just fell in love with the character Natasha. You know, his setup in the last chapter, he set up this kind of stifling, a little bit stuffy, very gossipy party. Not the kind of party you'd really want to be at all. And then in bursts this happy, cheeky little rascal of a girl, and she's giggling and she's in fits of laughter and she's clowning around with this doll. And straight away I was just thinking, what a fantastic character and what a great way to introduce them. This was a chapter, there wasn't actually much discussion about this chapter on the subreddit at all. I think that's partly down to the fact that it was a very simple chapter. And also I think due to the fact that for the subreddit, this chapter fell on day 8, and on day 8 they decided to do a weekly recap rather than a daily discussion. The main subject of that weekly recap forum was not so much this chapter, but people just looking back over this first week of this project, of this journey, and saying how much they're loving it. I'll read you some of those comments now. Zukov17 said, "First of all, let me just say thank you to all of you. This whole Reddit forum, the Reddit-inspired podcast, and all of this has been amazing. It's going to be a great year. I feel good that we've been thoroughly introduced into the society where this story takes place. That's huge. It provides the context for everything that's important in this novel, and it feels good. As a few of the others have noted, the character development seems to be what's best. I'm new to Tolstoy, but find this part of our literary experience to be the most rewarding." I think I'd probably agree with that. Like I just mentioned, Tolstoy can give a character so much depth so quickly. You know, watching Pierre's character just sort of reveal more and more and more about his personality so quickly over, you know, a dozen or so chapters, not even that many yet. It really is absolutely amazing that he can give a character so much depth so quickly. And again, the way he's just introduced this character, Natasha, you know, you just know Tolstoy wanted you to like this character, and he wanted you to like her straight away. Another Reddit user, JPM Tavares, said, "So far, being part of this community has been the most rewarding thing. It's amazing how different people can notice all the little pearls hidden within the book. and allow everybody to grasp the depth of War and Peace by sharing their findings. Thank you all. Reading a chapter a day is giving me an almost theatrical experience. It's been like stepping into a theatre, sitting comfortably in the front row and enjoying the scene unfolding. I'm excited to spend the rest of the year with these characters. I'm personally absolutely thrilled to be part of this community. You know, I've been a Reddit user for quite a long time, probably 7 or 8 years, and I've got to say this is the best community, the nicest community, and probably the most enthusiastic community that I've ever been part of on Reddit, and outside of Reddit too. I feel incredibly fortunate that I pounced on this idea to do the podcast of this experience, and the subreddit has kind of embraced that, and I'm getting really good feedback from everyone. So I'm very thankful that, as the unofficial voice of this subreddit, that I'm being accepted as such. Speaking of voices, I did just put out a call on the subreddit. If you didn't see that, I'd like to get some more sound bites, some more voices from the community. So I put out a call for people to answer the question, what's your best got drunk and danced with a bear story? If you do happen to have a good one of those, record it as a little MP3 or audio file and send it through. You can contact me on the subreddit. I'm pretty easy to find. If you can't find me there, you can go to anderlewis.com. You should be able to find a contact form on there. I think that's been the highlight so far for me of doing this podcast, is having those sound bites come in and being able to hear the community talking back to me, so it's not just this one-way street of communication. That gave me a real kick doing that. I really enjoyed that, so I definitely want to do that some more. Something else that has occurred to me recently is I'm sure that quite a few people are wondering, am I really going to do this for a whole year, this podcast? The answer to that is absolutely. That is my full intention, to do this for the whole year. It's a big commitment. It's a big ask, but I'm a stubborn kind of guy, and once I start something, I'll usually stick it out. Unless there's some kind of unforeseen circumstance that, you know, prevents me from being able to do this, you're going to be stuck with me for the rest of the year. But it's an absolute joy for me. You know, I love podcasting. I love books and reading, and I'm loving this community too. So I'm absolutely thrilled to be doing this. Now, I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. It's pretty late at night. It's almost 1 a.m. here. My voice is, I think, about to give up on me at any moment now. So I'm going to wrap this one up nice and quickly. Thank you very much for listening today, and I will see you tomorrow.